The first reading is a reading from the book of the prophet, book of Revelation. I, John, saw an angel come down from heaven, holding in his hand the key to the abyss and a heavy chain. He seized the dragon, the ancient serpent, which is the devil or Satan, and tied it up for 1,000 years and threw it into the abyss, which he locked over it and sealed, so that we could no longer lead the nations astray until 1,000 years are completed. After this, it is to be released for a short time. Then I saw thrones. Those who sat on them were entrusted with judgment. And I also saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God, and those who had worshipped the beast and who had not worshipped the beast or its image, nor had accepted its mark on their foreheads or hands. They came to life, and they reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. Next I saw a large white throne, and one who was sitting on it. The earth and the sky fled from his presence, and there was no place for them. I saw the dead, the great and the lowly, standing before the throne, and scrolls were open. Then another scroll was opened, the book of life. The dead were judged according to their deeds, by what was written in the scrolls. The sea gave up its dead. Then death and Hades gave up their dead. All the dead were judged according to their deeds. Then death and Hades were thrown into the pool of fire. This pool of fire is the second death. Anyone whose name was not found written in the book of life was thrown into the pool of fire. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The former heaven and the former earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. I also saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. The word of the Lord. Here God lives among his people. Here God lives among his people. My soul yearns and pines for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Here God lives among his people. Even the sparrow finds a home and a swallow a nest in which he puts her young. Your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Here God lives among his people. Blessed are they who dwell in your house. Continually they praise you. Blessed the men whose strength you are. They go from strength to strength. Here God lives among his people. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable. Consider the fig tree and all the other trees. With their buds burst open, you see for yourselves and know that summer is now near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. The Gospel of the Lord. And so today we listen to the last reading we'll hear, unless you go to early Mass tomorrow. But at tomorrow afternoon begins the new church year, the first Sunday of Advent, which is unbelievable to me. Anyway, hopefully as we get into this new year, it's a new year in many ways, and it's a rare refreshment and healing and all that stuff beginning tomorrow night. Let's hope and pray. But what we've come to know throughout this year is that there's nothing you can really hold on to. You know, heaven and earth will pass away, all these things will pass away, this church will be gone one day, people will be gone one day. It's just the reality of life. But Jesus promises us, his word will not pass away. So when we're looking for something to be grounded in, when we're looking for strong rock that we will be unmovable in, we go to God's holy word. He promises us it will never go away. So today, when everybody's going crazy because of the changes and because of the darkness and because of everything else, let's stand on Jesus and his word, knowing that will never pass away, and we will never pass away if we stand on it. May it you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray.